Matthew 5, verse 1 to 18. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." There are people in our lives who have questions about God, the Bible, life, and so on. And we wonder, how can we reach them with the Lord? They may be rebellious. You feel you can't connect with them. And it seems the pit they dug is so deep that it looks hopeless, or at least they feel hopeless. I have a milk truck driver friend, Eric, who is skeptical. He knows there is a creator. He calls him an entity. But he doesn't seem to understand why we call him God the Father, and has questions about the evil, and especially the greed in this world, and even greed among Christians. Romans 1 verse 20 says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible quality, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly understood from what has been made." So that verse applies to Eric's thinking of an entity. But what do we do or say in such a situation? This passage in Romans says, we are a light. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, "And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." Of course, at times our light may be brighter than others, but we are a light. Just recently, at a council meeting, one member said, "People are watching us." The book, Letters from a Skeptic, is an exchange of letters between a father, Edward, and his son, Gregory Boyd. The son being the Christian, and the father an outspoken skeptic, and at times rather brash with his comments about God. The father, Edward, had lost his life while his children were small. He had what we would call a religious background. Edward was 70 years old when this dialogue began. And the book is about all the letters that they have written back and forth. In the end, Edward becomes a Christian. A few years ago, my brother told me John G. was dying of cancer. I had got to know John at our previous church. and in my teens I had hung out with one of his sons. He was a man not afraid to speak his mind. A Christian who knew what he believed, always sat in the same spot in the church, and had strong opinions which he was willing to share. I went to see him in the hospital. He was dying of cancer, and his heart was weak. Many times they thought he would die of a heart attack, because he'd had many of them. So he was ready to meet the Lord. And I told him, "You know, John, I always appreciated you." And his response to me was this: "You could have told me that a lot earlier. The discussion was in German, but that's the best I can do as far as translating it." Serge Leclerc left prison for the last time when he was in his 40s. He had never actually had a real job. He was Canada's most wanted criminal in the 1980s. Serge was regularly visited by what he called a little man. The little man gave Serge a New Testament and some literature over time. The only thing they had to read in the prison Serge was in was mostly French material. And the literature and testament that Serge was brought was English, so he was very thankful. And during the few conversations he had with this little man, the man said to him, "You can choose to believe one of two things: that you are a fluke of nature, an animal that walks on two legs with no purpose, no beginning, and no end. Or you can believe you are a creation. You were a created person of worth, and the only thing that makes you a loser is your own choices. I happen to believe God doesn't make garbage." End of quote. Serge Leclerc was an MLA in Saskatchewan eventually. He was responsible for starting Teen Challenge in his province. This is kind of rambling, talking about Eric the milk truck driver, Edward the skeptical father, John G., and Serge Leclerc, the MLA. In each of these people, there is or was dialogue. Some gave direction and some needed direction. The point is, let's not give up. Let's encourage and thank those that have been a light in our lives. Let's not wait for the funeral to give the compliments. They aren't going to hear it then. We need encouragement. And we need also to give encouragement. Back to Matthew 5, verse 15 to 18. "Let your light shine." So we are, or you are, the light. This is about our whole lives, how we live, not just the things we say. Take some time to think about what has influenced you, what has encouraged you, and even the things that have turned you off. For some, talking about the hope they have is easier than for others, but we are still a light. Our whole lives show it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and your guidance in it. And you have encouraged us, you've told us in, Lord Jesus, before you went to heaven, that we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Help us to do this well, and we know preaching is not just audible, it's also with our actions. Again, Lord, we know that people are watching us, and help us to truly be a good light for you. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.